The purpose of this life is the preparation for the hereafter. The purpose of this life is the preparation for the hereafter.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Once again, we welcome our beloved Madani Channel viewers with our series What Happens After Death. If the viewers remember, a couple of days we mentioned about what happens when a person is living this dunya in a beautiful manner, as in he has beautiful deeds. And on another episode we mentioned what happens when a person leaves this dunya when he has bad deeds, what happens to that person. We mentioned earlier on that because of the good deeds, Malakul Maut, he gives salam, he sends salam to the person who is dying, and more so, he carries the soul of that person in a shroud which is perfumed. But on the flip side of the coin, you will find to say, well, that person who left this dunya in a manner which wasn't pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal, as in he wasn't a good person, he was a sinful person, you will find that the angels, they won't send salutations upon that person, and the angels, they will cover his soul with a sack or cloth that is filthy and stinking, and each and every angel will curse that soul, that sinful soul. So in line with the topic, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we are going to look at the negative impacts of ignoring salah, which is one of the misdeeds, which is one of the bad deeds that many of us are guilty of. Allah Azza wa Jal, He makes mention beautifully in the glorious Quran when He says that, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ صدق الله العلي العظيم. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says that, so woe to those who pray, who are heedless of their prayer. Now this is something that we have to worry about. Of course, Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioning that the person, he is indeed making salah, but that person is heedless to their salah. So Allah is saying, is giving an admonition, he's saying, woe to those kinds of people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned in a beautiful hadith mubarakah, wherein he states that, أول ما يحاسب به العبد يوم القيامة الصلاة فإن قبلت قبلت ما سواها وإن ردت ردت ما سواها. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this beautiful hadith, he says that the first thing that the son of Adam is going to be questioned on the day of Qiyamah is his salah. If his salah is accepted, if that part of salah he is found not wanting, then everything that follows, it would also becomes accepted automatically. But on the flip side of the coin, if his salah has not been accepted, or he wasn't a person who performed salah, then every other act that he performed will become questionable. It won't be accepted. We know that many a times when we go bury our loved ones, we cry. It shows that we have a heart, we have emotions. But there is one person that we're supposed to cry the most about, and that person is ourselves. We should worry more about ourselves then. Okay, this person has been buried, he has seen the promise of Allah Azza wa Jal, he now is facing whatever is in store for them. But we, the ones that are left behind, we normally forget. The moment we bury the person, we forget. We are the ones who are supposed to cry for ourselves the most. We're supposed to cry for ourselves that, what will be my condition when the angel of death approaches me? What will be my condition when the angel of death comes to me? Will I be a person who would have performed his salah? Would I be a person that who would have prayed? Would I be a person that who would have given zakah? Would I be a person that has done the things that are pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal. These are the things that should make us worry the most. We know everybody is going to die. Everyone is going to die. We know of that fact. Even the people who don't believe in Allah Azza wa Jal, they believe that we are going to die. So it is not about dying, but it is about how we are going to die. How is Malakul Maut going to come to us? Is he going to come to us in an honorable manner and send salutations upon us? Or is he going to come angry at us because of our misdeeds in this dunya? So my respected, beloved brothers in the religion of Islam, the first thing that is going to be asked on the day of Qiyamah, or the first thing that we're going to be asked, is the salah. Like I mentioned in the hadith, that if it is found okay, then everything else will be found okay. Everything else will become accepted. Our roza, our fasting, our nawafil, all adhkar, the salutations upon our beloved Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now there are categories of people with regards to salah. Those who perform the salah, but not in time. They perform the salah in their own time, their own pace. You find a person, the adhan is going. The person has got the audacity to actually walk past the masjid and prioritize their businesses, or prioritize the conversation that they're having with their friends. Yet the call of prayer has been made. You find that the person regards sitting with the company of his friends, or the company of his family, the company of his near relations, and he ignores, and salah goes by in the person, he is not aware of it, or a person decides to ignore it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that, so woe to those who pray, those people who pray, but they are heedless of their prayer. When adhan goes, are we found concentrating more on our business transactions, or are we found to be amongst those who are stopping whatever they are doing and heading straight to the masjid? When the call for prayer goes, are we amongst those who carry on with the worldly conversation and negligent of their salah? Or are we amongst those who follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and immediately respond to the call of the adhan? So my respected brothers and sisters in the religion of Islam, whenever we hear the call to prayer, let us be amongst those people who prepare for salah, who rush to go for salah and hearing the call of the adhan. Then the other group of people, we have those who believe in salah. They do believe that, yes, salah is something which is farad, something which is obligatory, which is incumbent upon us to do, but still they don't do their salah. Hence, in our today's discussion, we are going to look at those negative impacts of ignoring salah. Now, one of those, you will find that it is outlined, especially the ulama of the suluk, they mentioned that six of those impacts are found in this dunya. Six of those impacts are found in this dunya for that person who neglects his salah. Number one, it says that yurfa'ul baraka min umri. Now, how many times do we hear people complaining that, you know what, my life, I feel so miserable. There is no blessings in my life. Nothing is going well for me. I don't see anything that I'm doing. I'm working so hard, but I don't see the results of it. Allah Azza wa Jalla removes barakah from the life of that person. You neglect salah, Allah is going to remove barakah from your life. Allah is going to remove the blessings from your life. This is something that we have to cry about. Imagine a life without blessing. This is due to our negligence. This is due to our heedlessness of our salah. And then it carries on to say, يُرُفَعُ الْبَرَكَ مِرِزْقِ. Now this one, I'm quite sure that everyone is familiar with this. How many times have you had people looking for help that, you know what, I'm earning so much, but I don't know where it's going. It's not enough for me. Person is earning enormous sum. He's got a huge amount of wealth, but a person is not able to live in this dunya in accordance with what he is earning, due to the fact that the person is neglecting his salah. Allah Azza wa Jal removes the blessings, he removes the barakah from the rizq of that person. You go to work, you're earning so much, and still There is no barakah in your, there is no barakah in your sustenance. You do not see where the money is going. Hence, we go up and down. We're looking, we're going to pious personalities and we're asking them to make dua so that we have barakah in our rizq. But are we performing our salah? Are we amongst those people who respond to the call of the adhan? And if we're not among those people, yurfa'u al-barakah min rizqi. Allah is going to remove blessings from that person's rizq. Then the other one, Allah is going to remove that person, there won't be nur in his face. That person who neglects their salah, Allah removes the nur from their face simply because they are heedless. They are not responding to the call of the muadhin when he's calling them towards adhan. And the du'as are not accepted. Their du'as are not accepted. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. This is something that we have to worry about. This is something that we have to cry about. Imagine how many needs we have. How many needs we want to ask Allah Azza wa Jal. There's so much that we want to ask Allah Azza wa Jal. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal for so many of things. It can be sickness from our family members. It can be sickness within ourselves. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to cure us. Now if you are a person who neglects his salah, if you are a person who doesn't respond to the call of the muadhin, then here it is stated that your dua is not going to be accepted. Your dua is not going to be answered. You ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give you this, you ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give you that, you ask Allah Azza wa Jal to remove the difficulties in your life, you ask Allah Azza wa Jal to remove the difficulties from your family members, you ask Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive some of your family members that have left this dunya. But all of these du'as are not going to be accepted simply because you have neglected the salah. You have neglected what Allah has prescribed to be obligatory upon you and you decided not to do it. How then do we expect Allah Azza wa Jal to accept or to answer our du'a? Now the other thing is, he says that not only is he not going to answer your du'as, but Allah Azza wa Jal is also going to make your dua of the pious personalities will not be included in them. When the pious personalities are making supplications, you are not going to be one of them. How sad this is, my respected brothers and sisters in the religion of Islam, that, for example, a pious personality comes in our area, a pious personality comes in our town, in our village, in our country, and when they make dua for the community, when they make dua for that nation, you are not part of that dua. How sad is that? How sad can that be? The duas of pious personalities are accepted. But since we will be amongst those people who neglect their salah, then we won't be included amongst it. This is something that we should worry about. This is something that should make us cry day and night, that our duas will not be accepted and our du'as will not be amongst the du'as of the pious personalities. This is something that is worrying indeed. And these are some of the things that we face in this dunya. Now some of the negative impacts of neglecting our salah, we find them when we are leaving this dunya, when we are dying. When a person is leaving this dunya, he lives in a miserable state. You will die a miserable person. And when you are leaving this dunya, you die a miserable person. The riwayat is telling us. Why? Simply because you are amongst those people who neglected their salah. You are amongst those people who heard the call of the adhan, but you decide to prioritize your material things instead of prioritizing that which Allah has ordained to be obligatory upon you. And because of that, you will find that when you are leaving this dunya, you will leave this dunya in a miserable state. You will leave this dunya in a state which is not pleasing to the malaika. Malakul Maut is not going to send salutations upon you. Malakul Maut is not going to take you, your soul, in an honorable manner. Malakul Maut is not going to perfume your shroud. Why? Simply because you decided on your own to be amongst those people who neglect their salah. And the other thing is, when a person neglects their salah, what happens to them? They die thirsty. There is no amount of water that can quench that person's thirst when they are dying. That is a miserable thing indeed. You're dying thirsty. That is why sometimes when you visit a person who is about to die, you'll see that their faces, it will be as if it is something that you've never seen before, due to the fact that he was a person who was neglecting his salah. A person might be a very handsome person, you know him in the dunya, he was a very handsome person, but due to the fact that he was one of those people who neglect their salah, you will find that you will die a miserable death, you will find that that person will die thirsty. These are the two things that happens on the person when he is about to die. And lastly, what happens when a person is about to die and he is the one amongst those who neglect his salah, it says that وَيَمُوتُ جَائِعًا, the person dies very hungry. We know what hunger is. We know what thirst is. Now imagine, in this dunya, when you are hungry, when you are thirsty, what do? You go, somebody gives you water to drink, and you quench your thirst. Yes? If you are hungry, what do? You look for something to eat. You look for halal sustenance for you to eat, in order to fulfill that desire that you have. Now imagine, you are about to die, you are about to leave this dunya, you are very thirsty. There is no amount of food that will be able to make you to become satiated when you are about to leave this dunya. Why? Simply because you were amongst those people who neglected their salah. I mentioned 6 negative impacts that happen to a person in this dunya. And I mentioned the 3 that happens to a person when that person is about to die. And now, when a person dies, when a person leaves this dunya, when a person is placed in the qabr, what happens? Angels come to him. The angels start punishing that person. The angels won't be happy with that person. The angels won't even address that person in an honorable manner, simply because he is one of those people who neglected their salah. So we see this thing carries on. It starts from this dunya. It carries on our deathbed. It carries on in the qabr. Not only that, and then on the day of qiyamah also, there are negative impacts. Simply because we decided to be amongst those people who neglected their salah. And what happens also? There won't be nur in his qabr. His qabr is going to be very, very dark. Nothing is going to be of any light, any source. There won't be any source of light in his grave. For every salah that we perform, it will be as a form of nur, of light in our qabr. Now what about the person who doesn't perform their salah? Where is the nur going to come from, my respected brother? Where is the nur going to come from, my respected sister? You are in the grave. Simply because you decided to be amongst those who decided not to perform their salah. You decide to be amongst those people who neglect their salah. And then what happens? Thereafter, a person is smashed by the angels in this grave. We mentioned in one of our episodes that what happens when a person is about to die and he is a sinful person, his ribs become intertwined. How painful that is. It happens also in the person's qabr, because you decided to be amongst those people who do not perform their salah. Now, this is what happens in the qabr. Now, carrying on further to the day of judgment, to the day of qiyamah, what then happens to that person? You were miserable in this dunya. There was no barakah in your life. There was no barakah in your sustenance. Yes, your du'as were not accepted in this dunya. The du'as of the pious personalities didn't cover you. You died a miserable death. Now, you're facing qiyamah. What then happens to that person? What then happens? The riwayah carries on to say, he is dragged by the angels. The angels humiliate that person on the day of qiyamah by dragging him. Everyone is looking at you. Why? Because you decided to be amongst those people who neglected their salah. And then what happens? On the day of judgment, on the day of qiyamah, Allah Azza wa Jalla is not going to look at that person with mercy. We are all in need of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. In this life, we need the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. In the qabr, We need the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. On the day of Qiyamah, we are in need of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. For that day, that's the day when it matters the most. In this dunya, imagine we cannot survive. We cannot even take a moment in this life without the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. We will be miserable people. Imagine in the grave, we are helpless, we are hopeless, there is no mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now on the day of Qiyamah, on that day when it matters the most, the day when everybody is looking for somebody to help them, on that day, you won't have anybody to help you. Allah won't look at you with mercy, simply because when Allah told you this is farad upon you, this is obligatory upon you, I'm giving you salah, you have to perform the salah, you decided to be amongst those people who do not perform their salah. So how then on the day of Qiyamah are you going to expect Allah Azza wa Jalla to have mercy on you? Yes, Allah is most merciful. We pray that Allah Azza wa Jalla makes us to be amongst those people who are covered with the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla each and every day of our lives, in this life, in the qabr, as well as on the day of Qiyamah. And lastly, Allah Azza wa Jalla is then going to punish that person. You see, it carries on. There is no free time for that person who neglects their salah. There is no free time for that person who breaks the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make us to be amongst those people who take heed of the call of the Adhan. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make us to spend our life, to spend our time with the brothers of Dawati Islami and be able to follow the commandments of Allah. When you go for qafila, you will go with the brothers who will remind you of your salah, who remind you of that this is now the time of salah. You remind you to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So wherever you are, look for the Dawati Islami brothers whenever they are going for qafila. Ask them to join them, be with them. What is needed is your time. InshaAllah, Allah Azza wa Jal is going to resurrect you amongst those who love Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and amongst those people who follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. InshaAllah, ameen. Bijahi Nabiya, ameen. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyina wa Mawlana Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The purpose of this life is the preparation for the hereafter. The purpose of this life is the preparation for the hereafter.